Okay, come on, Pippa. It's 1930 UTC. That's the correct time. Don't listen to any of that 829 business. The real time is 1930, but you knew that already because you tuned in to listen to the Dubious Goals Committee, which airs every single day, no exceptions, at 1930 UTC, which is now. Yeah, isn't this great? Also happening now is the cat getting on the kitty banky. Move up, move your butt up. You gotta... Well, she's halfway on the banky. She can't figure it out. Yeah, get... There you go. All right, are you on the banky now? Pippa is on the banky. Okay. Are you ready for some Dubious Goals Committee stinkins? Yeah, cats say they are ready. That's great, because I am also ready. Who am I, you might ask? Well, I am Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And that's pretty much all you need to know, other than I like to drink tea. So let's do some tea drinking. Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah. So delicious. Okay, so. Yeah, hi. Somebody's staring at me. Somebody with their fluffy face is staring right at me and saying, why aren't you petting me? I am petting you. There, how's this? And the cat now has to lick the blanket. This is the sound of my cat. Oh, is it yummy? Oh, it's delicious blanky flavored blanky. Oh, it's so yummy. Okay, yeah, you're a kitty. All right, so here we are, sitting here on a Saturday, and I know what you're thinking. Tobe, why aren't you watching football? Well, because this is the strange day. I don't actually have any English Premier League football to watch today. I think I've got a... maybe I'm thinking of something else, but we got to go up to 222 really quick. So I can see if I got a Bundesliga later. Do I have Bundesliga? No. Okay. All I have is Bundesliga Best of 2019. All right. So, and Bundesliga season ticket. No, that's a new episode. Okay, maybe I'll watch that. And then Bundesliga report. And then, oh, of course, the other... The other documentary about Nossa Chape. Yes, there were two documentaries made about the Chapecoense team after their... Oh, I'm trying to think of what year that was. 2015? 2016? It's about 4 years ago now. The big plane crash. And it's super depressing, so I do not think I'll be watching that, because I don't need super depressing. What I need is super kitty happiness, and we have achieved super kitty happiness already. We're only 4 minutes into the show, and my cat has flopped down on the blanket. She's trying to shove her nose under one of my ankles while she shreds my other ankle with her claws, but... I am protected by two layers of blanket, and that's why blankets are so important when you're doing kitty business. Yes, I'm talking about you. She says, stop talking and more petting. Oh, yes, you're my baby. You're a good kitty. So that's what we're doing. We're doing kitty stuff. My back is trying to be a little bit weird, but no, I think we're probably good. I'm not going to worry about it. But one thing we do need to worry about is I need to go check to see what movies are on tonight. So, oh, The Great Escape. Every Which Way But Loose. Oh, don't want to see some of these. Oh, look at this. Here we go. The Big Sleep at 11 p.m. Yeah, didn't I just watch that like 4 months ago? Maybe I'll watch it. Maybe I won't. And then, Kiss of Death. Nice. It's like film noir night. Pretty excited about that. There was a cheesy movie on last night. Chopping Mall. It was so terrible. It was great. But we need not speak of any of that, for I must tell you what I did yesterday. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee are perfectly well aware that I'm a big fan of tea and drinking tea and doing all kinds of tea-related activities. And to lend some verisimilitude to this statement, I think I'll drink some tea right now. Oh, it's delicious. Oh, it's so good. It's nice and hot and keeping me warm. Tea. I like it. Anyway, if you listened to yesterday's show, and I know you did because you're one of my hardcore fans who never misses a single episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, you are perfectly well aware that after the show yesterday, I decided to go to the store and look for some teaware. Because I need a Gaiwan. And I was thinking, you know, if I'm going to get a Gaiwan, I might as well get a couple of little cups too, some little tasting cups. And I might as well get the, what do they call it, the fair pitcher, or the fair use pitcher, that's not what it's called, the sharing pitcher. Basically, it's what you pour the tea into after you brew it, before you pour it into cups, right? So it's this intermediary sort of little vessel. Not entirely needed, but yeah, you know, if I'm going to be buying stuff, and it's going to be cheap, you know, I'm talking about teacups that cost a dollar. I'm talking about a Gaiwan that probably doesn't cost $10, although I'd be willing to pay $15, and et cetera, et cetera. So I go to the store. I go to my favorite Asian market, the one that is actually called Asian Market. And I went to the, what do you call it, the pottery section? The housewares section, because they don't have teaware in a certain spot. Although, as I was walking down the aisle, because the new year is coming up, the real new year, not the calendar new year. Oh, January 1st. Oh, it's so convenient because it starts with 1-1. Yeah, and the world ended already, remember, because the Mayan calendar ran out. So anyway, I'm walking down the aisle. The main sort of aisle that crosses, that transverses the entire store. I'm walking towards the back wall where I know they have lots of bowls and plates and stuff. And so I walk down there. But as I'm walking by, there's this little display set up for the new year. And wow, all kinds of stuff that I should have bought, but I didn't. Including but not limited to bitter melon candy. Oh, why didn't I buy any? It was only like $2, but it was like 8 pieces. You know, one of the most expensive candies you can buy. Soursop candy. There were bento box trays, and there were some tea sets. But these were not tea aficionado tea sets. You know, you get a teapot and like 4 cups in these boxed gift sets, right? These are meant to be given as gifts. And these are not, these are not teapots for serious tea heads because, well, various reasons. they're weird colors, and they have weird patterns, and the insides of the cups are colored and patterned, and the teapots are teapots are huge. You know, these are for export to sell to people who don't know anything about tea. If you're serious about tea, you need special teapots. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, but if you're going to drink any oolong at all, you need a Yijing clay teapot, no matter what. There's no excuse. There's no getting around it. And you also need special teacups that are white. You need white teacups because you need to see the color of the tea. So anyway, I briefly paused and looked at this seasonal table of gift goods, and I thought, I should buy this candy, as I was completely ignoring the teapots and the teacups. And then I didn't buy the candy, so I kept walking. I walked down the aisle, walked all the way down to the housewares section, looked and looked and looked, and I could, they didn't have Jack. I was shocked. They did have some cups. They did have a couple of little cups and a couple of little trays, which would have been appropriate, which would have been good. Nice white cups, both like, you know, like 4 ounce regular sort of Chinese style teacups, and the little like tiny 2 ounce tasting type cups, the shallow ones. And I thought, oh, I should get some of these and these. The hilarious thing is the regular cups were $1. The tiny little tasting cups were $2. I'm like, what? And then they only had like 2 teapots. And they were completely the wrong kind of teapot. And these were the kinds of teapots that you find in England that have that pseudo-Chinese look. And I was like, what the hell? They had nothing. No, they had lots of other metal teapots, you know, the kind you might find in a cheap Chinese restaurant. And it's like, what? 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 And I could not even find a tea funnel, no tea scoops, no nothing. So I didn't get any. I should have probably bought those 2 regular-sized cups. They were only $1. They might come in handy at some point. But needless to say, even though I spent 30 or 40 minutes looking at everything, trying to find anything that would work, there was no teaware for our tobe. I was greatly disappointed. It's true. Disappointed. Where am I going to get a guy one? I can only think of 2 other places to maybe check. There's a, if it's still there, the Mekong Market down on L Street, way down on 33rd and L. They might have one. And then that lady who runs the funny little store out at like 108th and L. Yeah, everything is super far away. Not convenient to go to, but anyway. She might have one, and I need to go out to that store anyway to get some Maradaisu. Oh, I do love Maradaisu. And I love tea. So there I was, standing in the store, disappointed that I could not find any appropriate teaware. I decided to lift my spirits by buying some other stuff. So I bought a bag of shrimp chips, because I love shrimp chips so much. And since I don't have a deep fryer, I can't make my own or anything like that. The best shrimp chips are the ones that you fry up yourself. You buy them in the little box. Oh, I want some so bad. So I bought the shrimp chips, and then they had my sour guava candy on sale. It was like $1 a bag. And I'm like, whoa! So obviously I bought a bag of that. And then I bought 2 packs of mango high chews, some of those red envelopes for giving people money on New Year's Day. And what else? That was about it. That was all that I actually bought. But then I thought, well, while I'm here, I might as well look for some tea. So I go over to the tea section. And they do have a couple of new things, but nothing that I can really get into. They have, like, some New Year's packages of gift tea. So they've got Tae Guan Yin and Pu'er in these 8 packs of little packets that you can buy. They're about $10. And I did not buy either of those. And they didn't have the Tae Guan Yin that I purchased before, that I still have plenty of. And I thought, okay, so I know that there's good tea turnover here, and they're paying some attention, blah, blah, blah. And the weird thing was, they did have some new stuff. They had a new shelf of stuff, and I started looking at it closely, and most of it wasn't worth looking at. Except for a couple of weird oddball things. And one of the oddball things was they had some pu'er. They had aged pu'er. Okay, before we go on. No, wait. We'll get to this in a second. They had aged pu'er in jars. In a jar? What? You know, tea doesn't get stored in jars, especially pu'er. Here's what you need to know. There's basically six different types of tea. Recite them along with me. White tea, yellow tea, green tea, black tea, oolong, and what? That's right, pu'er. Pu'er comes in cakes. Pu'er comes in these round, sort of flattish cakes of tea that are compressed together and wrapped in paper. And you unwrap them and you use a special pu'er pick to break the tea off and blah, blah, blah. But no, here's pu'er in a jar. And it's all very weird. It's all kind of like small leaf stuff. It's all broken. And I'm thinking, well, I could get some pu'er. I haven't had pu'er since, how old was I when I bought that cake of pu'er? I was probably like 15 or 16 years old, 17 maybe, I don't know. I haven't had pu'er in a long time because you cannot buy it in this town. So here's some pu'er in a jar. I'm thinking, no. So I looked at a couple of things, but they didn't have anything else that I was interested in. You know, no silver needles, no Jinjin Mei, no Da Hong Pao, no Dongfeng Meiren, no Maofeng Noir, none of this stuff, right? Just all, mostly crap. And a lot of jasmine tea, but not the good kind, of course. It's like, who is buying this? And then as I'm standing there and we're looking at this, then I found out, oh, this is who's buying it, because yeah, then somebody else showed up. This old lady showed up looking at all the crappy tea. Good tea today. So even though I went out yesterday on a tea-specific trip, looking for teaware, looking for teapots, looking for tea, I came home with nothing. Well, nothing except some candy and some shrimp chips. Oh, can't wait to get into those shrimp chips. Yum, 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 yum. Right, Pippa? Hi. She says, why are you making that weird noise? Keep petting me. Still flopped down here on the banky. All right, well, if you're going to stay flopped down on the banky, I'm going to go to a musical interlude. We're going to listen to some music. And I was thinking the other day that I wanted to listen to some Tackhead. What were we talking about when Tackhead came up? And once I got started thinking about Tackhead, I started thinking about Consolidated. So is this going to be Consolidated and Tackhead Day? Yeah, maybe. So let's start off with Consolidated and their Consolidated anthem.
Democracy has so disappeared in the United States.
This country is both racist and anti-Semitic.
Arrogance and snobbishness in America.
You will reassess and prioritize.
accordance with the principles of intelligence, compassion, and accountability. Status of family, friends, and community are foremost in your thoughts at all time and are inseparable from the creative process itself. This is no rock and roll band. It's a democratically executed forum for social and political transformation. Get a back!
I have not heard that in a long time. Consolidated with Consolidated Anthem. And who were they obviously influenced by? Yeah, Tackhead. Tackhead Sound System, sometimes known as Gary Glale's Tackhead, not to be confused with Mark Stewart's Mafia, blah, blah, blah. The whole Tackhead story takes, that would be an entire episode of Dubious Goals Committee to explain Tackhead. But we're going to need to do some Tackhead right now. So what are we going to do? Is it going to be Gary Clayle Tackhead Sound System? Maybe, because I do like Hard Left. It's one of my favorite songs. I got a short version here somewhere. Here it is. Yeah, Tackhead. If you recognize names like Doug Wimbush and Bill Laswell, yeah, Tackhead. So let's get into one of my favorite songs here by Tackhead, Hard Left. Please play.
Get back.
That's how this is going to end today. Yeah, you can tell that I'm in no mood for digital failure. No, I am not. I'm never in any kind of mood for digital failure. So, yeah, we're done with this already. Fine. I didn't want to listen to Tackhead anyway. Yes, I did. Anyway, so that was part of a song. Actually, that was almost all of it. That was sort of the short version. There's a lot of remixes to that song. That song is Hard Left by Tackhead. And, yeah, I kind of miss Tackhead. I miss Tackhead. I miss Consolidated. I miss that sound. That kind of music that just sounded like random people getting together in a basement with various random audio equipment and just producing something that is just out of left field. I'm into it. I'm hip. I can dig it. I can dig it. Yes, I can. But you're probably thinking, that's great and all, Tobe, but now you don't have any music for the rest of this episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, and you still got 2 minutes to kill. Well, yeah, maybe it's true, maybe it's not. What are you asking for? Do you want me to force, like, Renai circulation down your throat or something? Oh, yeah, when was the last time we heard Renai circulation? I want to dance! I want to dance! No, we can't go dancing. I gotta find a gaiwan. And it also occurs to me, what am I eating for lunch today? I don't even know. Oh no! He threatens it. Chuck. Do the dance. If you're gonna listen to the song, you gotta do the dance. About that time to wrap it up, isn't it? You, my friend, have been listening to the Dubious Circulation Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and this is time for me to eat lunch, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.